With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon says it's investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The investigation into the former Navy pilot stems from a video that featured several lawmakers calling for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Senator Kelly needs to be held accountable.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
The Pentagon cited a federal law that allows retired service members to be recalled to active duty for possible court-martial or other measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A major ruling in two high-profile political cases.
A federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, concluding that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The ruling amounts to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky faces a crucial week of diplomacy, testing his ability to stand his ground while demonstrating to the United States he's willing to compromise. A Ukrainian delegation was in Geneva on Sunday for talks about a U.S.-Russia brokered peace plan with a U.S. team led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 202 points, the Nasdaq rose 598, the S&P advanced 102. This is SRN News. What do American churchgoers think about family?
The Family Research Council has teamed up with the Cultural Research Center to ask people who attend worship services regularly how they define the building block of society. 46% of respondents agree that a family is, quote, one man and one woman married with children. 20% say it's any group of people who care for each other. 6% say any group of people who live together. And 22% of churchgoers say the definition of family is something that changes over the years and from culture to culture. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thanksgiving Day celebrations bring the pilgrims back into the spotlight. That first Thanksgiving celebration is echoed from 1621. During the American Revolution, the Continental Congress declared a day of Thanksgiving. President James Madison announced days of Thanksgiving during the War of 1812. This is SRN News. Nothing like the scent of Christmas trees.
Especially in Pennsylvania farm country in the form of a giant Christmas tree sale. Thousands of trees and other seasonal items have been sold at the Buffalo Valley Produce Auction. Buyers from all across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic there to supply their garden stores and other retail outlets. The Real Christmas Tree Board says it's the scent of trees. It's a major draw for farm-grown trees. Jason Walker reporting.
First Lady Melania Trump has welcomed this year's Christmas tree to the White House. On Monday, the tree arrived from Corson's Tree Farms in Michigan. It was delivered in a green horse-drawn carriage driven by three men in top hats. Melania Trump described it as a beautiful tree as she circled the carriage and posed for pictures. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.